Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own VA. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant, and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hey everyone, welcome back to a new episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. We're in season 3, episode 8, and today we're talking case studies, how coaches use virtual assistants. Every profession can utilize a virtual assistant. I know I've been asking around, but most of us on this call, Leanna Remley, Brie Vivi, and Sydney Hubbard, and I tend to work with coaches. So we thought we would share what we do and how the relationship works for that profession. If you're not a coach, you can still get some good insight into how we support clients because maybe something a coach does is something you also do. So let's just jump right in. Maybe we should kind of define what a coach is, because if you're listening to this, you may not be a coach or think you're a coach and therefore have no idea what we're talking about when we say we work with coaches. So one definition of a coach is like a sports team, you know, the one that kind of does all the plays. But in my experience, coaches tend to work one-on-one with clients. They might offer group sessions or workshops. So when Leanne says cohort, it might be a group coaching session or a workshop type of thing. I know for mine, they invoice sometimes individually, sometimes all at once. They're creating workshops, programs, writing books. Maybe they're doing speaking engagements or, you know, showing up in networking groups as an expert. So coaches really run the gamut from life coaches to business coaches and really like all points in between. I mean, health and wellness, leadership development. You guys probably have more, but you know, it really does run the gamut of anything. But most coaches tend to either work one-on-one with their clients or do like some kind of group thing. So I know for me, that shows up as invoicing, scheduling, event planning and management, newsletters, being a center point of contact for their clients when they have questions and can't reach the coach. Sometimes even being in the meetings just to facilitate technology, you know. Did I miss anything about coaches that someone might not know? And then how does that show up for you?
I don't think you've missed anything. I think, like you said, every virtual assistant or team member does different things. With us having a team, we kind of have a wide range of things that we do. So we do everything from even helping them create online courses, from walking through what does the curriculum look like? What steps do you need to break it down? What steps do you need to do to make that happen? What platform do you want it to be on? All those kinds of things. Everything that you mentioned, helping create opt-ins, helping create in lead magnets and things that help to generate leads for them. I've even traveled to go help run in-person retreats or events to go support clients, help them do conferences and plan those out and things like that, podcast support, social media. So it depends on where the stage is and what the things that they need, and then recording those processes and things like that as they go as well for onboarding, offboarding clients, getting contracts signed, things like that.
What kind of things do you guys do for your coaches?
I mostly do social media. I've done other things. One of the coaches that I've worked with did a book. So I helped with the book launch and with the cover design and stuff like that, which was a lot of fun. But mainly I do social media. I think it's interesting to do social media because a lot of times coaches have kind of really specific audiences. And so learning how to make content that will fit well with those audiences is really fun and interesting.
I always like helping them brainstorm, because if they've been one-on-one for so long and now they're getting to the point where that's no longer feasible, then they're stepping into something new, like a group coaching or doing a workshop version of something. And so they have this brilliant idea of what's next and no idea how to bring it to fruition. So stepping in to be the how-to person for their vision, that's my favorite part, because they're like, I know I want to do this. I've seen it done. People do it all the time. How do I do this? For me too, sometimes it shows up as being the cheerleader. Like, you can absolutely do a group version of this, right? You know enough to do a workshop, you know? Yes, of course you can add a podcast. You have enough things to say and talk about and everything.
A lot of my work is on the website. So a lot of it is, hey, I have a cohort and here's all the stuff that needs to go into their page on the website. And so there's a lot of that kind of stuff, a lot of emails, a lot of, you know, someone subscribes here and we send them down this funnel and they end up over here at the end. So a lot of my stuff is technology driven and categorizing their clients or their cohorts into groups. Other than that, I've done everything from a book launch. I've done a virtual book launch, which was really entertaining. Got to see some really cool rooms where it's like half is like a video and the other half is the table coming out of the video where other people are sitting. It was kind of cool. So I've done everything from book launches and events to, you know, mailing out their newly launched book, or, you know, just every little thing in between. Anything that the client doesn't or the coach doesn't have the manpower to do themselves, or the knowledge, or even the want. It's like, I don't want to do this. Here you go. Everything in between. So that way they can coach versus run the business. The back business is mine. Coaching is theirs.
VAs help coaches specifically, but really all professions do a lot of these types of things. And as I've been talking to VAs and finding out the different professions that they work in for my book, I was like, oh, we're not that different. It's not that different. So as we go along into our next season of this podcast, we're going to talk more about case studies and how other professions can use virtual assistants. But we wanted to focus this episode on coaches specifically. But if you heard anything in here that resonates with you and your business, use it. Take it. You don't have to be a coach to use your VA this way.
The other thing that comes to mind when you're talking about that collaboration and sharing of ideas too is like helping them develop memberships, and memberships and things can look so differently, right? So I really like when it's like, ooh, I really like this part about that membership and this part about this membership and things like that, and kind of consolidating them to make them their own and coming up with something that might work for their audience, or trying it out and then see how, okay, that's really landing and this isn't. Like, how can we adjust and innovate things and change things up, right? What's something new we can add, or things along those lines. And I also, we sometimes help with finding them places where they can speak, like doing research for them on where's podcasts they could speak on, where's events that they might be interested in, or a conference that might fit in with their niche that they might be a valued speaker at, and things like that. So sometimes that'll be another ask that they help us do, and we create a resource for them to be able to keep going back to.
I think my favorite part, I think I kind of agree with you guys, is, and coaches are awesome at this, they find something they like. They're like, oh, I want to do that in my business. And they're like, here you go, figure it out. And I get to like reverse engineer, like, oh, this looks pretty. And how did they do that? Where'd this come from? And, you know, step it all the way back to the very first step so we can move forward and make their business now look like the pretty business they saw somewhere else. And that's a lot of fun for me because it's a reverse engineering project. Yeah, I know, I'm geeky, sorry. I think a lot of coaches, when they first start with VAs, don't realize that there are VAs out there. Some do this as their job. Some do it and like little side jobs, or know somebody who can. They really can reverse engineer something you like. I mean, it's been done. You know what it looks like. It's a puzzle. It's a completed puzzle. Now they'll find all the pieces for you and put it together. And I think sometimes when I talk to coaches, they don't realize that it, it's not necessarily a really high-end designer who does all that. It's actually a VA that's done all the work. So it's kind of fun for me to reverse engineer it, but it's also kind of fun to sit there and go, tell me your blue sky ideas. Tell me what, you know, your ultimate dream is, and help them see that their ultimate dream really can happen. That's like my favorite part.
Me too. And being along for the journey.
Yep.
It's like coaching the coaches. I love that part of it.
You know? Yeah. Coaching the coaches is fun.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think in general, coaches are very VA friendly. I think, and like we've said, a lot of fields are VA friendly, but with coaches, there's just so much stuff to do, right? I think kind of like Leanne was saying, there's the coaching aspect, right, that a coach is doing. And then it's like all the other stuff a VA can take, which is really unique and special.
What I love too is that, like, generally when coaches are like, whatever their niche is generally something I'm really interested in, whether it's personal development or spiritual or leadership. I'm like, there's always something that I can learn. And I almost feel like I'm one of their ideal clients all the time, because I'm like, yeah, I want to learn that. I want to geek out on that. So then it gets that perspective, because I get excited about what they're doing and I can learn from them as much as I can help share things with them. So it gets me excited. And then when you get excited, they get excited. And then it just kind of goes up from there, right? So I love that it's a mutual growth together kind of thing as you go.
I find that coaches also tend to be more relational in terms of like the VA client relationship. My experience anyway has been that they're as invested in me as I am in them. They tend to have more of that interpersonal communication style. And maybe it's just me finding the right clients for me. And then that's a value that I look for. But for the most part, at least the ones that I've met, they tend to see that value in the relationship.
Yep. I find that too. And that they really love the collaboration, the talking it through, having somebody they can talk about their business, who understands their business, is a really big benefit for them.
Yeah.
And us.
Okay. Well, that was our first case study on how coaches use virtual assistants. If you have any questions about how, if you're a coach and you have a question, let us know at heyvapodcast@gmail.com. But if you're any other profession and you have a question about how a virtual assistant can support you in your business, send us an email there too. heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Or connect with any one of us using our links in the link tree. Till then, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.